Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
And I'm Corey.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 3 now. We just finished this section talking about Jesus being our example as servants. Now he's talking to a new audience. We've talked about before how he's going to hit several different audiences here. And now he's going to transition from talking to servants to employees and that kind of relationship to talking more about the home. This is going to be the first of a few studies we're going to talk about submitting in our homes. And he's going to start talking to wives specifically in our text today, which is 1 Peter 3, verses 1 and verses 2. It says this, "Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct."
Okay, so he says, starts us off with likewise, or some translations say in the same way or something of that nature. Just like Jesus did what was right, even if it meant suffering, just like employees should be submissive, even if it means suffering, just like we should with the government, all those same kind of deal. And it's likewise in that the reason we're doing it, the reason why he's telling wives to submit to their husbands is, well, if he was the kind of man he ought to be, then I would. No, it has nothing to do with that. Just like it had nothing to do with if he's the right kind of boss or he's the right kind of governor or he's the right kind of king or whatever. It's out of fear of the Lord is the reason that we're doing this.
Well, and by the way, we still see that theme too, because he starts it with be subject to your own husbands, which again is the same word he gave to all of us about government. It's the same word he gave to servants about masters. And it's the same, that middle voice, to cause yourself to be in a submissive relationship. It's something that you do to yourself and voluntarily place yourself in a submissive role to your husband.
And it doesn't mean that, you know, because God gives different roles, doesn't mean that either one is less important or anything. Yeah. This is not some sort of we're supposed to be sitting around while they're feeding us grapes and fanning us kind of deal. That's not the idea at all. But particularly, notice that he says, be submissive to your husbands so why should I be submissive to my husband if I'm a wife? Well, he's dealing particularly with wives who are married to men whose their husbands are not Christians. And kind of like what he said back in verses 11 and 12 about your lifestyle in front of the Gentiles and your lifestyle with the government and your lifestyle with your boss, so that they may be won. And that word translated won means to be gained by investment. It's going to require the submission of the wife. It's going to require some effort. But if you're willing to do that, then, disobedient husband can be won by the lifestyle that they're living.
Yeah, and I think that's important to note how, because he says they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. It's not that, you know, they're just preaching at them and nagging at them all the time. It's that I'm going to live in this kind of way and be an example, and they may be won by the conduct, by the lifestyle that they have.
And so what does that say about our behavior?
Yeah.
That our behavior is impactful. You know, we can say anything, but, you know, our behavior does more teaching than our words does, which is what, you know, he's been consistently saying with each one of these groups.
Well, you know, there's the saying, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, you know, how many words is an action worth? You know, that'd be worth calculating sometime if it is calculable. But I think that's kind of the point. And what Peter's kind of saying here is to the wives is, what sermon, if you want to put it that way, what sermon are you preaching based on your conduct, based on the way that you carry yourself, based on your actions that you take. What kind of sermon, what kind of lesson are you preaching to this husband based off of the conduct that you have?
Well, he tells us the kind of sermon they ought to be preaching is a 2-point sermon.
Yeah.
Point number one is when they see your respectful behavior, that word translated respectful in the SV is the word phobos, which in the Greek sounds like our English word phobia, which is, I don't have a healthy respect for snakes. I have a fear for snakes, you know. But the fear here, like all along, has been fearing the Lord. Conduct yourself in fear of the Lord. Chapter 1, verse 17. It's not that you're fearful of your husband any more than you're fearful of your boss. You're doing it because you're fearful of the Lord. And then the second point of the sermon is that you're chaste pure, depending on your translation, holy, innocent. You know, you're living a good and righteous life. Yeah. You're living a life that is, you're submitting to the Lord. And when you do that, they're going to see that. And your behavior can have an impact on their life.
Well, and I think the other connection here between the section about wives and the section about employees, the government, is that when he talked about government, he says, live as people who are free. Keep your conduct honorable, but at the same time, don't use poor government as an excuse to say, well, I'm not, you know, I'm a servant of the kingdom and not, you know, the U.S. or whatever. I think it's important to note that the husband's, he's still calling on her conduct to be pure, even though the husband's isn't. He still calls for the employee to work hard and to be a good worker, even though the employer is unjust. I think it's important to note that your husband's spiritual condition doesn't relieve the wife of her duties as a Christian. Now, it influences the way that their home looks, and it influences the way that their, in some ways, their relationship may look, but it doesn't relieve her duties as a Christian and her relationship with the Lord. So regardless of what your husband looks like or your government looks like or your employer looks like, you still have the same obligation to the Lord, no matter what those outside circumstances may look like.
And he says, when they see or when they observe that in your life, you know, my governor or my president may not notice what kind of person I am. My boss may or may not notice what kind of person I am, but my spouse is going to know. You know, in the home, it's going to be very obvious. Notice he doesn't say that they're going to be won when they hear your sermon.
Yeah.
It's when they see. They're going to be looking closely at you, and you can set the right example for them of priorities and those types of things. He's a mutual friend. We both are friends with him, but a guy that was raised years and years ago, he's much older than us, who his daddy wouldn't. He was not a Christian, and they had one car, and so the mama would get up and get the kids ready and walk to church, and did that for decades. And then finally, as empty nesters, the dad eventually obeyed the gospel, and made the realization of I was really treating you very poorly, but I was seeing that it didn't matter what the weather was. It didn't matter, you were going to do what was right. And it made an impact on him, and it came with us. Maybe in the home more so than anywhere else, we can have an impact with our influence.
Yep. So thoughts about wives and husbands and this kind of relationship is something that is going to be talked about for the next few verses, and we'll continue that conversation as we go through with the next couple of episodes. We hope that this is an encouragement to you. It's something that you can ponder on and study deeper in your own time. We hope that it inspires you to get into God's Word and look at it at a deeper level. But we hope that you will like and share and subscribe the podcast and tell others about it so we can keep reaching as many people as we can with the gospel. But whether you are waking up or winding down or anywhere in between, we hope that you can take 5 to 10 minutes and be with us today as we dive into God's Word in Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.